your mediumship, the most important thing about your mediumship is how you associate with that other world, how you are prepared to associate with that other world. All right? Without that association, everything, you know, doesn't happen. So it is important for us as a medium to learn the art of focus, of disciplining our mind, of sitting and letting go of the body, letting go of the mind, letting go of our emotions. But we don't do that through forcing it to happen. We can't. The breath and the mind are intertwined. And as you allow yourself to be aware of breathing, of the movement of breath, so your mind relaxes, so your consciousness connects, so you become one with it. When people talk of trance, there are states of trance that have nothing necessarily to do with an individual mind communicating. There are many levels of what that communication can be. And so therefore, it's important for us to develop a sense of openness to all possibilities and to realize that filling us and surrounding us is a power of love greater than we can possibly understand or see anything, but we can understand. Just allow yourself to sit. Lose the sense of what you expect, of how long you've been slaved in it, or what may happen. Within yourself, there is a willingness to cooperate. To allow all of your being to move within this moment, as you breathe in and as you breathe out, you'll know that the spirit world is with you. That influence is there through the movement of your breath. With each breath in and out, the awareness of that being with you becomes more and more established. More and more real to you. So you begin to feel your breath in you. And that thought of the spirit coming on. And even though your mind may be disturbed by thoughts or distracted by sense of you, the spirit world, being together. So as I'm breathing in, the spirit world is there. Every moment as you're breathing in and out, that influence is there, unconcerned about worthiness and trust, just with you, just believing in you, loving. Surrender yourself more and more to that breath. So knowing that the spirit world is there. That they are holding you in loving kindness. Each breath that you breathe, that sense of loving kindness becomes stronger and stronger. You can let go with every out-breath with all the fears. Each in-breath, you can be certain that that power is with you. And every time you breathe out, you are letting go a little more of you. Your own time. I know as you're breathing in and out that you're connecting and letting go. And you know that you are held safe in their loving kindness. More and more you know. Not necessarily a passing over of yourself, but emerging into oneness that these states are. I know that I am one with the spirit world. I know as I breathe out, nothing disturbs. expose us to the Spirit. has gifted you with immense ability. Nothing is denied you. Nothing ever removes itself from you. It is goodness and love. You are always held by the Great Spirit, by God itself, by the Spirit world. Return to our normal consciousness. Knowing that the consciousness that we judge that is the Spirit is always there. Allow yourself through your breath return to your normal state, accepting all that is coming. I sat too, and there were moments of feeling that presence that was there. But you see, what is necessary for all this is the mind accepting and going with it, and realizing that when we put restrictions on, we are affecting all that's happening around us and everyone else. And so there is not the harmony necessarily always there. You see, once we are in this state, and we are acknowledging that that is there, then it is important for us to go with it. Right? And one of the things that we will find, of course, obviously, is that discomfort, physical discomfort, has an effect on us. And these are not the most marvellous chairs to sit in, and because my back's aching, and but whatever, nonetheless. What you did, you could feel, and you could feel it as you were starting to, you could feel it build and build and build and build and build. But you see, you must remember too, that as you are building in this power is, because of its activity and influence on moving into change all the time, it's a constant thing, you see. Because this power, part of this power is your personality, is your character, is your abilities, is your aspirations. All these things are part of it. The whole psychological mesh of the whole of yourself is involved in it, both in a physical sense and a spiritual sense. And there are moments when things are happening, these things are happening to you, that there are unusual movements that we feel that come and happen to us. And we think we've done this or we're doing that, and we weren't. But you see, the point of it is, what this is trying to express in your mind is that you are here, but this is happening to you. And this is not something you would normally allow, or something you would normally go through. So it's important to acknowledge that. then just leave it. Right? Sometimes we allow ourselves to become rather involved with happenings. But you don't need to be involved, because all these things will happen to you anyway, and because they pass through the conscious mind, they will register. So what we need to do, and what we need to do with all of these things, is let this register, just accept that it's registering. It's not about involvement, it's not or anything else like that. It's just registering. But once you become aware of involvement and it distracts you into the thought itself, that's when you can use that word or you can use the breath. But every time that you find yourself disturbed by breathing in and out, once again, the other world is with me, just now, it really helps, because what it does is reconnecting you back with the source. And you are reconnecting you back to the source, because this is your natural state of being. This is what you are eternally. And as you allow yourself to come to that, so this becomes more and more marked in the personality and character of you. This is why you grow. And this is why this again, talking to you about growth has been important. About what we're going to do next year, if any of you are interested in coming, about centering awareness, which is a much, much deeper aspect of what we've done this year, which has been to do with what?
Mentorship.
Because what we need to do is about consent, and it's also about us experimenting with ourselves, but also experimenting with a partner, but doing vastly different things, not saying to you, right, we'll do a sitting in this way, but challenging you, moving you, encouraging you. And looking at whether you have consented enough to allow, you see. These are the things that we need. Because what is important is that you grow into something more. Now just give us some time to put it all together and be on the website and everything else. As you know, there's a new hall that we're going to get and what have you. And that we're doing that. And we're looking to have Robert down. Robert.
Good.
And the marvellous work that he does. And I was also talking to John, because what you may not realise is that Sue is very much involved in all sorts of alternative ways. And he was telling me about how she's been able to use the abilities that she has got to bring confidence and trust with in mediums in their mediumship and all sorts of things like that. So, you see, I'm interested very much in bringing Sue down to do some workshops, which she's already done on these things in different parts, because she's a highly trained and qualified therapist where this is concerned, but she also brings the force of her mediumship. This is where so much can be done. And what it is to enable and help you to discover ways and means to free you. Alright? Now everybody. It rained all day. It was miserable yesterday, I think it was miserable. But it's not been miserable in here. Wonderful to be with you and to share with you. Are there any questions that you may have just before we finish? Good. Okay. Now, What I want to do is wish you a safe journey home. Please carry on, as you, I know you will, with sending that healing to me, to others that need it too. And remember, I said it last time I went to you, and I said it again, what I've witnessed here gives me more than hope. You have something, you, all of you, that's so remarkable. If you will work with it and allow it to become one of you, my God, you will be a force to be reckoned with, all of you. I mean that truly. And I'm not saying that to make you feel marvellous, because I'm not into the buttering up game. But you have something wonderful. And it's in your hands. The spirit world are looking to you. I only wish you a safe journey. And thank you all very much. And thank you, Janet. And thank you, Mary, for all you've done with the food, etc. And thank you, Jean, in allowing us to be here, be part of this, and knowing that you're going to move in a very short time. Just thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There we are. You can go out now. You can top off.
Can I say something? Can I just say thank you to you, Glyn, for we understand that the effort that you've put in this weekend due to your circumstances, and we just, I think I'm speaking on behalf of everybody.
Yeah.
Can I say that we appreciate everything you do for us, and
yeah,
just to say thank you.
I love you.
That we wish you well soon.
Oh, I do.
Yes.
But remember what I say to you, I mean, there's no agenda there. I mean it. Because you have got something, all of you, that's wonderful. And you demonstrate it.